They're off to a hot start here. They won their tournament at Ellsworth last week, and they will host their own meet tomorrow afternoon. And I tell you, Coach Corbin Jansen got the weather forecast order in to have beautiful weather. I don't want to jinx you there, but how'd you pull that off?
We always have beautiful weather here in Scott City, so
there you go.
It's working out for us.
All right, but last Thursday you took a pretty good group to Ellsworth, and they had a really fine day there. And how'd you feel like your team came out and competed varsity wise for the first meet of the year?
Yeah, overall, I was pretty pleased. Our practices had been pretty hit and miss with the weather and spring break and Easter and all of that. So, you know, we take that 2.5 hour suburban ride, and you never know if we're going to get off the bus right away or not. But the guys all came out and played pretty well right from the start.
Yeah, and, so with a pretty good nucleus returning back from last year to this year as well, you kind of look like kept most of the doubles teams together once again, and that seemed to fare pretty well once again.
Yeah, you know, that was a conversation from the time the season ended last year, whether we'd stick with our same doubles team. And, you know, losing Dylan hurts a lot, but we've got some guys that are trying to step up and fill his place and doing well so far.
Yeah, it is unfortunate to know Dylan this year, but you immediately showed off what you do have for depth.
Yeah, for sure. Cade and Brody both stepped up, and they're going to be fighting for that number six spot all season probably. And they played together and handled business in Ellsworth last Thursday, and had another senior in Julian Labra step in at two singles, and he finished third and got the points we needed to come home with the team championship. So really proud of those guys for stepping up.
All right. Well, you take a look at tomorrow. You get to go no further than the home courts here. It should be a nice day tomorrow for tennis, and you got a pretty good group of tennis teams coming in here this year for this meet.
Yeah, this is as strong as our meet's been with the addition of Mead and Phillipsburg's coming all the way down. Garden City's bringing their top varsity, so should be a solid group of guys playing tomorrow. And we've got eight seniors on the court tomorrow, so you know there's not a senior night ceremony, but they're certainly worth coming out to watch and support.
Absolutely, and so you're going to have a kind of a varsity and a JV or a B team.
Like? Yeah, one team's short a couple players, and it worked out that Julian and Kalo get a step in and play on the courts one more time.
Awesome. And how many total teams are there?
We've got an eight-team tournament, and all right. So eight man brackets with. Everyone will get three or four matches in.
Well, that's even even better. As I say, even awesomer, but I don't know if that's such a phrase you can use appropriately.
It is now.
All right. Oh, we can adopt that. But what time does it start tomorrow?
1 o'clock is our first serve.
All right, and it should be a great day tomorrow. And brought a couple of your tennis players here that they've really had a good run so far this year in their first meets, and they work well together. Thanks again, as always, here, Coach, and good luck to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City as we get the couple of the seniors doubles team here. Avery Knoll is going to lead things off here. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. I tell you, you've been on varsity for quite a while here. Is it hard to believe it's the last go?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it's came.
That's for sure. Good start for your season last week at Ellsworth. I mean, couldn't really ask for any better of a start to the year.
Yep, that's no joke.
All right, but what worked for you guys at Ellsworth last Thursday?
Really just putting the ball in play at Ellsworth. There wasn't really much competition, so just kind of hitting it back over and letting them mess up was our main plan there.
All right. Well, you and Sage together again this year. It wasn't like that early on last year, if I'm not mistaken. How much further ahead are you guys right now than where you were at this time last year?
Well, last year we did struggle a little bit going into the beginning just because we had never played before, and that was my first time playing doubles. But this year, I feel like the chemistry's there that we've built on from last year, and we just keep getting better.
And what I guess what's been different so far?
I feel like we've just kind of grown as like a team, and we've kind of just gotten more consistent, know kind of more of a game plan, and just have like set out a plan for like where we're gonna hit it and how we're gonna respond to where they hit it.
All right, and it's going to be a little bit of a change this year. Of course, it's going to be a fast season, but going to make that bump up like in all your other sports to 4A. What's kind of exciting about that? Maybe
No one really knows who we are, so I feel like coming in and topping, placing like in the top spots at state will be a pretty good feeling, you know.
All right. What's kind of a goal you have throughout this year?
Keep getting better and get into the state rounds and kind of kick some butt, you know.
All right. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. All right. Senior Avery Knoll joining us here. And thanks again. As always, good luck to you. And once again, Avery Knoll joining us here. We get Senior Sage Steckline next here on the show. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Pull that up there a little bit. There you go. That way we can hear you a little better. But it's your senior go around here. Another year of doubles. And can ask, like with Avery, can ask for a better start, huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, it doesn't get much better than how we did on Thursday. So can't complain.
You got to like doubles. You don't have to worry about having the whole court, huh?
Yeah, no. It's definitely easier. Not as much running around.
All right. What part of the court do you play then?
You know, it really varies whether I'm serving, Avery serving, or receiving. It just, there's so many different, like, ways that, you know, a point or game kind of starts. So, you know, I can't really give a clear answer on that one.
All right. But what's probably your favorite part of it, of tennis?
You know, I'd have to say probably just where the games are kind of not necessarily longer than sports like basketball, but they do feel a lot longer because sometimes it's just you or one other guy. Mm-hmm. You know, just that kind of reward of winning a match, you know, feels a little bit better.
Do you like playing up toward the net or you like playing toward the back?
You know, I think in my earlier years, I definitely liked playing up front, but that's just because it was easier. I think now, you know, I kind of appreciate playing in the back more. Yeah. There's so much more of the court you can use, and it's a lot more fun.
That's true. Boy, this season's going to go fast. What do you do to kind of continue to try to maybe live in the moment?
You know, just kind of like I said, appreciate, you know, when you win, because like freshman year, you know, I would have loved to, you know, play how I am now. So you just kind of have to take a step back and look at it and appreciate how well you're doing and the things you're doing.
Have you always been a doubles player?
Yeah, all 4 years I have
been. Okay. All right. So it'd be a little foreign territory if you were a singles player, huh?
Well, this Saturday we're going to be down a couple guys, so I'm going to dip my foot into that and see how that goes.
All right. Well, I'm glad I asked that. So that'll be kind of fun and be a new challenge, huh?
Yeah, no, definitely, since I've never played it before. But thankfully we do enough of it at practice. I don't think it'll be, you know, completely clueless.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out. What would you like to accomplish this year?
You know, obviously the things we've done before, don't want to take any steps back with it being my senior year. So, you know, win regionals, make state, and then kind of like Avery said, where it's 4A, no one kind of knows what to expect of us, so make a name for Scott City.
All right. Well, have a good season, and thanks again for joining me, and good congratulations on a good start.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.